chicken. I'm the sinister Mr. Kiss. My ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything.
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 Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given.
What's up, everyone? It's your boy T back again for the second podcast. Since I launched this little endeavor, coming over from T-Blog, the written form, to the verbal form. The first one, I got some good feedback from a lot of folks. Again, folks, it was just an introduction podcast. Getting out there who I am, where I come from, the transition over from T-Blog. So that was a little bit of the introduction. Now that I have set the stage, now I could get into the shit. And what's the shit going to be? Well, like I said, I'm going to take some ideas from my T-Blog and some stuff I wrote about in my life and talk my way through that. But I'm using the podcast to get a little more topical. So that brings me to tonight's topic or topics. It's pretty much the same what I'm going to talk about. They're all related. I'm a little bit behind on when I want to release these podcasts. Got a lot of stuff going on in my personal life. That's been delaying the recording of these podcasts and editing, and I'll get into that on another day. It ties into a lot of the stuff I've been dealing with my own health and more specifically my mom's health. But I wanted to get a couple of podcasts out there, so what I'm thinking about doing is I'm going to cut a couple tonight, one topical and then one, I think later on this week, hopefully be up on Thursday, about Tupac Shakur. It was the 22nd anniversary of Tupac's death. And I'm going to put a podcast out there on what Tupac meant to me, the impact at the time, and just talking about what it was like in 1996, the night he was shot. But for now, tonight's topic, I wanted to get into a little thing that it's been bothering a lot of folks in the world, and that is Colin Kaepernick kneeling at the national anthem during the NFL games. What he caused, the ripple effect of folks kneeling, football players kneeling, and a lot of folks just across all sports, and President Trump's response to all that, how that has influenced a lot of people, and even more so recently, Nike. Nike put a full-blown campaign behind Colin Kaepernick. Well, he had a contract with him for a while. A lot of people don't know that. It wasn't something just recent that they're just putting their support behind Kaepernick and everything he stands for, or doesn't stand for, pun intended. And a lot of folks just reacting to that, right? There's a lot of things going on with Nike's reaction. So let me start the stage where I come from on this, okay? I am by no means a Donald Trump supporter, not at all. Again, he's the president now. I think for people who didn't vote for their candidate, you should support the president. They're still the president of the United States as best as you can. In this case, maybe tolerate him as best as you can. No different than George W. Bush. I think a lot of us tolerated his presidency. So I have my problems with Trump, and I'll definitely get into that a little bit more too. I didn't vote for Trump. I voted for Hillary. Yes, Hillary was shady too. I didn't like choosing from either candidate. It definitely was the lesser two evils. Do not fucking fool yourself into thinking that she was a cut above him. No. So anyway, this whole, kneeling at the national anthem, this has been going on now for a couple of years, right? I had season tickets to the Patriots, so that's something that I'll get into eventually too. I was there, for six seasons. My buddy and I, that grew up together, we'd go down there every Sunday to Gillette, obviously for the home games. And something that I've noticed even before all the national anthem stuff, before the kneeling came into play, was from where we were sitting, we had front row end zone on the lighthouse side. If anyone knows Gillette, there's the lighthouse and the non-lighthouse side. So everybody describes the seat. So we were front row end zone. Behind us, there's an open area that goes way up. And then we go up the stairs, we were front row. And that's where they open up an area for a lot of the veterans, right? So every game, when you get into your seats, you start in the NFL, obviously, with the national anthem. They play the national anthem. Somebody sings it. Somebody local, if it's a bigger game, they try to get somebody that's more recognizable as a celebrity to, get people to tune into the game, to get ratings. But in this section where people sit, where they stand, again, they're all veterans. So they served in the military. Some of them can stand, some cannot. some of them. They had something that Bob Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, does. He has them come as guests, doesn't charge them. They come to the game. So we all stand. You know, you take the hat off, show respect. You know, no different than anyone who grew up here in this country, you know, public school system like I did, the Boston Public Schools. I went every day, and I had to do the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, this is something that you did, right? People want to talk about separating politics and school, church and state, things of that nature. But that was something big in the public school system that you always stood up every morning, and that's how you started your school day. No different than sports. Sports, you sing the national anthem. They take place in America. Sports went hand in hand with the national anthem and showing respect to the flag and the country and those. So let's take Trump and Kaepernick out of that for a second. That was the whole intent of something that we've done here in this country, right? It's tradition. Doesn't matter, you know, if you were born here or not, if you agree with it or not, that's just something you did when you went to school. This is something that you do when you go to these games. The national anthem will be played and you stand for it. You just show respect, not just to the country and the flag and the history, but those veterans. Those veterans that have served or are serving and make this country great, make it beautiful, make it safe for people like me to go to these games. And that's exactly what we are paying respect to and for when we go to these sports games. So when I'm there and I see the national anthem being played and I stand, I look behind me and I look at these veterans. So these veterans, they're back there. And I will look back at them after the national anthem. You know, we clap, and there's a certain time in the game that the Patriots announcer will say, you know, let's give it up for, you know, the veterans currently serving the military, and everybody would stand up in Gillette, you know, have, you know, 60,000 people applauding them. So every time I look back and I would see them behind me, there were some of them that could not stand. You know, they're missing limbs. Some of them, obviously, they're there, and they see the respect that we're showing them in the country and the flag. And you understand that it's about them. It's about the military. Now, let's bring Colin Kaepernick into this, right? First of all, he had a great season that one year when he took the 49ers all the way to the Super Bowl. I didn't think he was a great quarterback to begin with. I'll be very honest with you. I thought he was a backup quarterback, and that's kind of how he fell into that role out there in San Fran. But he did take that team to the Super Bowl. Should he be in the NFL? Is he good enough to be in the NFL? I would say as a backup, definitely not as a starter, so all politics aside. He used that as a platform. He used his celebrity. He used that national anthem being played at every game to get a message that he wanted to get out there. And he chose to kneel as a sign of saying that there are a lot of innocent black teenagers getting killed by police. You know, it's a story front of the day too, where just gun reform and police brutality, how it's going on, absolutely is a problem. Absolutely something that's happening. Absolutely something that we need to look at certain police officers and how they qualify to become police officers, and no different than when we get to gun reform, certain people who should and should not have guns and get a little better at the testing before we give guns to people who clearly are fucked up and go around and they kill people and they shoot up schools. I mean, that's all different conversations, but he took it upon himself to use that, and he was going to say that by my kneeling is showing that I'm making a statement, that I'm getting something out there that I don't stand for what's going on in the country today. And now he's no longer in the NFL. Now, whether that collusion case goes through and all, you know, the owners could say that, you know, there are other candidates out there that are better quarterbacks, backup starting quarterbacks, should Colin Kaepernick have a job in the NFL? His lawsuit is stating that they're basically saying that he should not be in the NFL. And that's where that collusion case comes into play. Now, politics aside, he is good enough to be a backup quarterback. Are there people playing in the NFL right now that he's better than? Yeah, absolutely. The NFL today is, if anyone follows the NFL the way I do, being the crazy Tom Brady fan that I am, it's a quarterback league. Case in point, Tom Brady is 41 fucking years old, still doing what he's doing. The game has changed. It's not a running back game anymore. It's not a strong defensive team. It is not a standout wide receiver that could pull the ball down out of thin air. There's no more Randy Moss. It's that stuff like that doesn't exist. It's a quarterback league, and every team lives and dies by their quarterback. That's just the way it is. And some teams get lucky and have a good systematic approach where they get a decent enough quarterback they could fill in. No difference than Jimmy Garoppolo is doing for Tom Brady. And that's was proven. That's the system. So could Colin Kaepernick be a backup quarterback in the NFL? Absolutely. Will he play in the NFL? owners, just like me going in every day to my company, my job, my boss, they have certain rules, right? So do I think that Colin Kaepernick should be in the NFL? Yes. As a starter? No. Do I think he's good enough to play in that position as a backup quarterback? Absolutely. Do the owners who don't want to come out there and state that, they don't want people not buying tickets because of, now this is the political part, right? They don't want people saying, I'm turned off to your team because Colin Kaepernick, the guy who kneels, is disrespectful to the flag, disrespectful to this country. I'm not going to come. I'm not going to buy the merchandise. I'm not going to come to the games. I'm not going to buy to the tickets. Put that aside, but that is a business. And they have every right, the owners, to not want to hire them because it is impacting their pocket, their money. So Colin Kaepernick, did he use that as a platform? Absolutely. Could he have chosen something else? Absolutely. But who am I to say what he can and cannot do? Long story short, I absolutely think every player, every person in that arena, every fan, everybody on the staff, faculty, personnel, you should be standing for the national anthem. Does that also mean that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have the right to kneel during the national anthem? No. He has every right to kneel during the national anthem. I don't agree with it, but he does have that right to do that. And then do the owners have the right to fine him, bench him, and not even give him a job in the NFL? Absolutely. This is what makes America, America. You have every right to show your beliefs. You have every right to take a stance on this case, kneel. And you have every right to say, I don't want that person working for me. They're impacting my money, my dollar. Bottom line, when it comes down to it, it's always about dollars. So across the board, I stand, Kaepernick has the right to kneel, and an owner has the right to not have him on their team. That's just the way it is, folks, whether you agree with that or not. Now you're taking Donald Trump. Go way back a year from now when Donald Trump, you know, came into office and he was talking about how people should be standing for the national anthem. And he went on this little tirade about Kaepernick. And the NFL players were kind of like letting Kaepernick do his thing, right? A couple people were nailing here and there. Until Trump opened up his big, fat, orange mouth, there weren't a lot of players actually nailing and making a big thing of this. He threw gas into that fire. Good or bad, whether you agree with the nailing or not, or whether you're a Trump fan or not, he made it more bigger than what it was. It went to Twitter. It went to social media. The people started turning on him saying, we're not coming to the fucking White House no more. That was something that fed into it. By doing what he did, he made it bigger than what it was. Was that good? Did it help social reform? Look, I don't know. I don't know anybody right now saying, oh my God, so-and-so kneeled for the national anthem. Oh, this makes me want to go down to my local politician's office and say, yeah, we need to do something about our local police brutality. I don't know anybody doing that. So I don't know if it's the message that Kaepernick originally started this for. I don't know if that's taking place. I mean, a couple weekends ago, there were, what, fucking 200 shootings in Chicago? I mean, look at Detroit. A lot of these cities are still bad. But I guess if enough people start doing something, at some point, something small starts to grow. The problem with that is the message was starting to get lost. The original message of people kneeling because of police brutality against black teenagers and black folks in general, that turned to we're kneeling against Donald Trump. Whether that was their choice or not, these athletes, Trump made it about himself and people started getting turned away. NFL started losing sponsorships. People started not going to the games. Their ratings were down. Again, it went from I'm kneeling because I have a point to make to now we're kneeling because we don't like our president. Again, they had a message. It changed. You could take it how you want. You can interpret it any way you want. People are kneeling for what? Social reform? Or are they kneeling because they want to tell our president to go fuck himself? Either way, it's America, right? You have that choice. Stand, kneel, go on Twitter. I mean, our fucking president tweets like a fucking schoolgirl. I don't know how that's legal. I heard a couple of rulings recently that he had to stop blocking people and unblock them because it was against the Constitution. He could not block certain people on there, but yet he still does. I don't think any politician should be on any fucking social media. They could have a PR, they have a publicist, and let them do the little messages on like a Facebook or maybe an occasional tweet here and there, but that's a fucking story for another day. That makes no sense to me. That our president stays up late at night fucking tweeting about Oscar fucking nominees and people talking about him rather than me focus on the country. But anyway, obviously, as an American, that's my right to bitch about Donald Trump. And here's my platform, the Tea Podcast that you're listening to, or Tea Blog. And I get my point across. So anyway, it went from Kaepernick doing his thing to a lot of athletes wanting to kneel to get the message across to people just basically doing it to piss off Donald Trump. And it just festered. It grew, right? And now recently, Nike put out a campaign and used Colin Kaepernick as the face of that campaign. And it was basically saying, you know, stand for something. And that's what Kaepernick was trying to do. And you saw the memes. A lot of folks on social media started turning that around to everybody started getting a meme and somebody's face, stand for this, stand for that. And I just saw them. I was sharing one. I did one actually on my Instagram, the T Podcast with the two underscores in between. And I did one on my face. And everybody was like spoofing that campaign. And everybody made it funny. And people love memes. I love fucking memes. And then people started getting a little uppity about Nike at first, right? That initial reaction, that middle America, the southern states, the people that aren't really near the fucking oceans, they were like, oh, I'm burning my Nikes and I'm against Nike now because they support Kaepernick, the same people that apparently, you know, were against the NFL having people kneel for the national anthem. They felt that pressure, right? Nike didn't respond. All we saw was a bunch of rich upper middle class or upper white kids burning their fucking Nikes that their parents bought. Well, you really show them, right? That was like the first couple of days. Then things started to flip. Nike stock, and I have Nike stock, and I love Nike products, started to grow. They started to increase 28% online sales. The stock started booming, and people actually were supporting Nike. It's like Nike had the balls to actually take a stance, right? And they sided with Kaepernick. I obviously would not burn my shit. I work very hard for my stuff. I've been wearing Nike since I was a little kid. My mother bought me a fucking pair of Jordans when I was in the 7th grade that she had to save up for. And I kept those sons of bitches clean the whole entire year because they were my only great new pair of sneakers. And I love them with the little meshes. They were white, red, and black. And ever since then, you know, I could afford Nike sneakers for the gym. Nike and Under Armour. That's all I wear for the gym. I love Nike sneakers. I love the dry fit clothes, the shorts. I love the socks. It's great for sweating. I mean, back in the day, I'd go to the gym in a t-shirt and a beater. I can't say that. A tank top and, you know, or just regular basketball shorts and old pair of sneakers. Now, the world has changed in Nike and Under Armour. They make clothes tailored for your workouts, tailored for athletes, whatever sport you're in. So I love Nike. You know, even back in the day when, yeah, remember they had the little kids in the sweatshop out there and they were they got a little flack for that? What are you going to do? People make fucking mistakes. So I'm not saying that was a good fucking thing to do to put a bunch of little fucking kids into a sweatshop to make fucking sneakers. No different than fucking I don't agree with fucking Kaepernick nail for the national anthem. But it is what it is. I'm still fucking supporting Nike. And a lot of other people are too. And Trump, you know, apparently had a problem with fucking Nike. He's going to have a problem with anyone that doesn't think he's the greatest president to ever exist. Because in his fucking delusional mind, I don't know why he thinks that. He pulls numbers out of his ass and stats. I don't know where the fuck they come from. But anyway, back to the whole Kaepernick, Trump, and Nike little fiasco that we had going on the last few weeks. I think at this point that I don't think we're ever going to have Donald Trump in office who is not going to keep his mouth shut about the little things. He loves shit like this, so let him run his mouth. Colin Kaepernick, I absolutely think that he should be a backup quarterback at best, but never start in the NFL. Do I think he's ever going to play in the NFL again? No. Do I think he's going to win his collusion case? Yeah, maybe he was going to up until this. I think that a good attorney for the NFL, there's probably multiple attorneys, but just saying they probably have a case saying that, hey, because he got thrown out of the NFL, because he could not get a job in the NFL, because of his stance and the owners not allowing him to kneel, he got this Nike contract, which he had before the whole kneeling, but this campaign came from that. This whole campaign making him the face of it, I don't know how many dollars, I saw a couple of reports out there that, you know, it was like 20 to 30 million that possibly he could be making from this. Is this something that Nike specific campaign and this endorsement and this contract of the face of this Nike campaign, is that putting more dollars into his pocket than his NFL contract, like he would have had as a starter or a backup, and every year it's, you know, a little bit different depending on the team? I don't know. But think about this. That all goes back to the almighty dollar. no different than the owners saying they don't want the heat from someone who is going to drive their customers away from coming to the games. Now he is making that money. So that's what it's coming down to now. He's using his social platform, and he is absolutely making money out of it. Is he going to take that money from Nike to live because he doesn't have an NFL contract? Or is he going to do something for social reform? He probably is putting money into certain charities and what he's doing. But either way, that is his right to figure out what to do with his money. Just like he had the right to kneel. Just like the owners had a right not to give him a job. Just like our dickhead president has the right to complain about that and somehow make it about himself. So what do we learn from all this? Well, everybody has a fucking opinion. The NFL is still going to make money with or without Colin Kaepernick, with or without people kneeling, with or without showing the national anthem on television. There are still going to be military coming to these games who understand why he knelt, why people were kneeling, but also what that represented before all of this. Colin Kaepernick and Donald Trump made that kneeling something else. Before Kaepernick, before Trump made it about himself, it was paying respect to this country. Even if you disagree with the current state of the country and the politicians that have the power, which I currently do, but I still love this country and I'll still stand, no different than going into school every day, putting my right hand over my heart and doing the national, doing the Pledge of Allegiance. It's the same deal. It's just who we are as a people, as a nation. You have every right to disagree with things and to take a stand and to say, I don't agree with this, or I'm going to use my platform to get a message out there. That's the world we live in. So I think people need to take a step back and realize and think about why we have the national anthem, why we stand, why we sing it before these sporting events. And I'll tell you what, if you take a step back to 9/11, and I know I launched the T podcast on 9/11, so I'll come back to my 9/11 stories probably next year. I wrote about it on T blog. I'll definitely have something to say about that on the anniversary. But do you remember what that was like when the country shut down those first few days and few weeks after 9/11, and we first started to get sports back, and what it felt like to watch the national anthem at a game? Do you remember what that was like? That was because even in the heart of all that, how we were hurting from the terrorists and what happened in the World Trade Center, we were so proud to be Americans, and we were so happy to have our life back as much as we could. It was still, it took us a long time to get feeling normal again. But do you remember when they were playing national anthems and seeing the plays and the tears and the fans? We love this country. I'm not saying Colin Kaepernick doesn't love this country. Fuck, I'm not even saying Donald Trump doesn't love this country. I think there's different ways to show how much you love this country and when you disagree with the things that are going on with this country. But think about what it was like when the national anthem was sung and played on all those games when we finally had sports back after that pause, after what happened to us, after the big tragedy. That's what this is about. That's what the national anthem represents. Whether you agree with me or not, whether you agree with that or not, you have every right. This is why we are America. I will stand and take my hat off every time. I will listen to somebody when they have something to say, when they're taking a stance. I will judge Colin Kaepernick on his skill set on the field, not his political beliefs. No different than I don't agree with 99% of the stuff that President Trump is saying and doing to this country. But this is who we are. And I had to get that out there because I think we're getting to a point where I think everybody just needs to chill the fuck out and stop being overly sensitive and overanalyzing every little thing that's going on in the world today. And allow people to be who they are. Allow them to, somebody could have a message and you don't have to say something about it. Or you do. That's because we're America. Imagine living in a country where you don't have any choice but to fucking stand when that country's national anthem is being played, or you'll get fucking stoned, where they'll put you in sand up into your head and throw fucking rocks at it because you have a certain belief or you're a certain sex or a certain sexual orientation. Let that fucking sticking to your fucking head. Bitch about this country all you want, but it's still the best fucking country in the world. I've been all over the place. I'm telling you, the things we have, the things we can do, our sports, our TV shows, our careers, the money, the women, the fucking places we can go, the things they say, somebody like me could talk like this. You can't do that or have all those things anywhere else. No. So let people get their message out there. Say your part if you want, and then move the fuck on with your life. I'm going to put my Nikes on. I'm going to go to the fucking gym. I'm going to come home. I'm going to watch Tom Brady kick someone's fucking ass in the field at 41 years old. After I was standing, when I get back into Gillette, because I'm still going to make it to some games, even though I don't have my season tickets anymore. And then you know what? I'll probably tweet something fucking that I didn't like about Trump, or I'll put a little funny meme up on my Instagram. The T Podcast. Anyway, I just wanted to get that out there. That's the podcast for today. Again, you can find me on all over social media now, leaving the T blog, the T-BLAWG, coming over to the T Podcast. Search it, the_T_T Podcast on Instagram. The Facebook page, you can still find me on my T blog stuff. I'm on Twitter. I got both accounts. Hit me up. If you have a question or something that you want me to talk about, I still got the old T-Blog email. That's T@T-BLAWG.com, or hit me up on social media. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Just wanted to talk about something topical. That's what I'm here for now. Not only just getting out my messages from my old T-Episodes, but also having something to say about what's going on in the world. So, if you haven't figured this out yet, how I end it, from the last T podcast or all my years on T blog. Or if you're new, thank you for listening. I appreciate that. And until next time, always take it there.
Say what's on my mind at any given time of day, 'cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything.